Hey, welcome everyone to the Borough Roosevelt Council meeting for August 2nd, 2022. It is, how fast are we now? 7:04 p.m. Yeah, we're still 7:04. Okay. Adequate notice of this meeting as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on July 15th, 2022, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Here.
Mr. Esipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Ms. Hertstrom?
Here.
Mr. Mocker?
Here.
Did he say?
Yeah, I heard you. Just softly.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
Mayor Malkin?
Here. Okay, we're going to go right to public comment on agenda items only. If there's anyone from the public who would like to comment on anything that's on the agenda,
opening
this is
it
your
up.
Time. We're going to open the floor at
7:05.
p.m.
And you said you went to your ophthalmologist today?
Believe me, if you were here, you'd know. I can't see a thing. It's one big blur.
Obviously.
They dilated my eyes. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Okay, being none, close the public portion at 7:05. Correspondence, we have none for tonight. Approval of minutes. The first item is the minutes for July 5th, 2022.
Oh.
Regular meeting minutes.
Mr. Esipoff made a motion to adopt.
Really? I didn't hear that.
Now, yeah, you said so
now,
moved.
Now I can't hear or see. Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Discussion? All right, roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. Second item is the regular meeting minutes for July 18th, 2022. Do I have a motion?
You do.
Okay. Second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Discussion? All right. Being none, roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esipoff?
Me.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. We have ordinances. Public hearing. We're now going to begin the public hearing and second reading for ordinance 2022-08. An ordinance amending section 7, 5-7, impounding and destruction of certain dogs of Article 1, dogs of Chapter 5, Animal Control, to clarify certain regulations to comport with the borough's new animal control contract and implement certain administrative fees for the return of an impounded dog. And I'm going to open the floor to the public at 7:07 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to address this ordinance? All right, being none, I will close the public portion at 7:08. Okay.
Motion to
adopt. So, do I have a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second.
Second. Discussion? Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
All right. Ordinance 2022-08 is adopted. When it comes to the consent agenda resolutions.
I'll make a motion to accept the agenda. Oh, the current agenda resolutions. Number 2277, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82. And I think there's another one here.
Two more.
83 and 84.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion?
Not to do a lot of that one.
Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremet?
Yes.
All right. The consent agenda resolutions have been adopted. And we have the public hearing on the 2022 budget. I'm going to open the floor for public comment at 7:09 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak about the 2022 budget? Okay. Being none.
Oh, wait, Mr.
Oh, Kitten. Michael.
Yeah, just want to say, I'm reading it correctly, that there's the tax levy is going to be just slightly reduced, correct?
Actually, the tax levy is going up, but with the ratable increase in 22, the tax rate will go down for anybody whose values didn't change. As we know, we're in the Monmouth County program where they reassess, I think it's 20% a year. This past year might have been higher than 20% because we did have a pretty big increase in ratables. So whereas the tax rate will go down if your values didn't change, your taxes will go down if value didn't change. If your value went up, there might be some increase there. But it keeps our finances stable going forward. Also water sewer too. We don't have to do any kind of increases. We've been, we've pretty much righted the ship there. So we've been very good for over the past several years.
So I think it would be fair to say that for the average taxpayer, there would be no change from this past year.
Yeah. The only thing that changes things is, where the county does their, reval every year of a percentage of the property.
Some up, some down.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Anyone else in the public? I'm going to close the public portion at 7:11 p.m. George, I just have a question. You said that the ratables increased. Do you mean in Roosevelt or in Monmouth County?
Roosevelt's portion, based on the numbers coming from the assessor and what I've seen on the county page.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure exactly where, but I guess it's an overall increase where they did their annual reassessments.
Do I have a motion to?
Now we're going to go to resolutions,
right?
2285, which is
right. So, do I have a motion for resolution 2285, which is a resolution to amend the 2022 budget?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay. Does George want to discuss that amendment, please?
Yes. Yeah, that was the additional state aid that we got this year, which is probably the first increase in state aid. And I don't know, Jerry, what do you think? About 15 years? I don't know. It's been a long time. You're muted.
Jerry, you're muted.
Yeah.
You're muted, Jerry.
You're muted. But, so that reflects the additional $4,000.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, George, yes. You had black hair, I had blonde hair the last time they increased their age.
Yes. True. Yeah. And, we're reflecting that change and we should get an increase next year too. Every little bit helps.
Yeah.
But we are amending the budget to anticipate that additional state aid we're getting for 2022.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Do I have a motion to move resolution 22-85?
You do. I made it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I did. I don't.
And you seconded it? Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremet?
Yes.
All right. And the other one, other resolution is resolution 22-86, adopting the amended 2022 budget. Mm-hmm. You have a motion?
I do.
Yeah. Second?
I'll second it.
Okay, Connie? Yeah. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essikor?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hochstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trevette?
Yes.
All right, both resolutions, 22-85 and 22-86, have been adopted. Reports of committee chairs, Councilmember Atwood, Environmental Health and Safety?
Nothing at the moment.
Okay. Councilmember Essikoff, Administration?
Everything is going well.
Good. Councilmember Hamilton, Finance?
Well, we got the budget passed. That's a good thing. Finance Committee met yesterday with George Lang, our CFO, and also Jerry Stankiewicz, our auditor. One of the main subjects that was discussed was a letter that we got from the state regarding our Standard & Poor's rating, that it was, we had lost our AA Standard & Poor's rating, not because of there's anything wrong with our accounting, it's just that we, apparently we didn't meet some of the state deadlines for some of the reports. And that was an issue that was of some concern for the entire Finance Committee, and we discussed that. We did have a letter from the state that's dated July 22nd, 2022, regarding some of our reports that we need to become up to date on. And we've been told that the loss of our AA credit rating with Standard & Poor's, and Standard & Poor's is somebody who essentially you pay money to and they rate you. And you know, you can pay them money to get a better rating too, I'm sure. But anyhow, it's not going to affect any kind of, I think any kind of projects or the rate on the projects, or it might affect it marginally according to our financial people. But regarding that, we do have a letter that we need to submit to the state by tomorrow, just coming up with a remedial action plan on how we're going to address some of these things. But the bottom line is the bulk of the work has been done on all of the reports. We've been assured that there's no problems with any of them. There's certainly no accounting problems. Everything is on the up and up. So it's all good. It's just a matter of kicking out the reports, getting them over to the state, and then talking to the state through a letter or through a follow-up letter about the issue, and we've been assured that we can work this out. So we do have an action plan, and Mayor Malkin will sign a letter that's been drafted. Hopefully she's had a chance to review it.
I reviewed it and signed it, and it's been scanned over to George Lang.
Great, and it's just a few sentences, I'm sure, or a paragraph. But the main thrust of that finance meeting was to discuss that letter from the state because there was some concern about it. And I don't know if there's any questions from any council members who've read that letter or the mayor. We have both of our financial professionals here who can answer any questions. But basically that's what we did at the finance meeting. We discussed that we again came up with a way that we're going to contact the state and work with them, and we will get those reports out. Other than that, other than the fact that we're going to fix it moving forward and everything should be okay, we really didn't do much with the budget. It was, except for that added state revenue, that was, again, the first time that we had a few thousand dollars in miscellaneous revenue. Hopefully there's more coming, but I doubt it. They're as tight as it can be. I mean, they have plenty of money.
They got a ton of bread.
Ton of money. It's just a matter of how they're going to distribute it and, you know, that kind of thing. So that's basically what we discussed. And I would also like to ask that that letter be put into the public record and in the minutes of this meeting, because I didn't see it on the correspondence list. End of report.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Councilmember Hurstrom, Community Development Code Enforcement.
Yes, I would like to report from our last meeting. Mike Hamilton had mentioned that there were a couple of people that wanted to put some input in about the amphitheater project. And so I was tasked with getting some people together and trying to gather information on that. And the two people were Kate John Alder and also Gail Hutton. I spoke with Kate John Alder, and she deferred for us to talk with Gail to start, mainly because she was going to be away for most of August, and there was a deadline coming up that we needed to try to meet. And so she said that Gail would fill us in on the details, and she could perhaps be helpful later in the project. So Mike Hamilton and Gail and I met last night, to hear what Gail was wanting to tell us about. And she is on the board of the Fund for Roosevelt, and she also is in a department for the Monmouth County Municipal Open Space Grant Program. And she wanted to let us know that this was a particularly good time for us to try to get a grant for these open space projects. And in particular, she wanted us to know, first off, that the Fund for Roosevelt would offer help as well to the borough of 50% of the funds that the borough would be responsible for. Now, this grant program is a maximum of $250,000, and that it so happens that Roosevelt has not applied through this grant process before, so that makes it even better chance of being able to get some money from there. And what she wanted to suggest was there is a 12-acre parcel of land that could be designated for open space that she estimated it could be in the amount of about $60,000, of which these grants, it's 50% from the municipality and 50% from the grant program. And with the Fund for Roosevelt saying that they would kick in, you know, 50% of what the borough has to do, we'd be looking at about $15,000 for that 12-acre parcel of land. That happens to be the one that is adjacent to the Empty Box Creek. And so this would be part of Beth Patel's land. And she felt that because they look for open space projects, that they like to prioritize those, that she felt that would be a good one to try to go for. Our problem is the deadline is September 15th. And to looking over what you have to put forth and who else has to be involved and to have a public hearing on this as well, we all agree that that deadline would be hard to meet. But she did suggest that on this, that we would go ahead and try to start the process if the council wants to do that. Even if we're slightly past the deadline, to at least have it in mind for the next time that they are giving grants. So there is a possibility that they're going to start to make them not that they have to be at a certain time, but it might be that could be they're in the, can they go ahead and give out the money anyway? But that hasn't been determined yet. So she's suggesting that this would be putting in now, the funding would be for 2023 to get it, and we may have to wait till the next cycle, even though we have it in there. So that would be one possibility that she was suggesting that we try for. And the other one, of course, is the one that is the amphitheater project. And that one would be, of course, for upgrading, you know, the enhance the space that we already have. And that one would be a capital improvement project that we could probably start to work on a concept design for that. They weren't giving particularly ideas for it. Other people have to be included in the project, but she thought we should probably start that one and at least start to get proposals once we have a concept design. So that one may have to be the subsequent year, you know, for it, but it could take a longer time, you know, to do this. So I think Fund for Roosevelt would be involved in that as well. So I think that we have some possibilities here to be able to move these projects forward. So that's basically our report, you know, at this time.
I had met with Gail and Carmela Roberts about just about a year and a half ago. And Gail then had some excellent ideas about how to improve the amphitheater and how to enhance it and make it safer and beautify it. So I'm sure some of her ideas she's still considering. But my question, Connie, is, are the 12 acres that you're referring to, is that part of the Green Acres land swap? That land behind?
It's next to Empty Box Creek.
It's all swampland.
Yes. It's all the wetlands there.
So another corner of 571 and Tamara, like then going south on 571. I'm thinking of Rising Sun.
No, Empty Box Creek is more internal.
You're right.
The back of that lot.
Right.
Do you have a block and lot for that parcel?
It was the 12 acres involved in the land swap, definitely.
I don't think we can make a decision about that, right? Well, not tonight anyway, but in general, until the whole land, the Green Acres and the state settled.
If I might add a few things, Gail said that the county has never denied an open space acquisition fund grant. So anybody who's applied for an open space grant to take land and put it into preservation, they've never denied one. So, and it's also a very easy process. It's not one of those ones where we would need engineering, like the borough engineer, and we have to spend money to do it. It's a relatively simple process. And she said, I would be shocked if we didn't get it. She also put out an even grander proposal.
That's not ours, is it? Excuse me.
Pardon?
That's not our property. Why are we talking about it?
No, we're talking about getting it as a grant from Beth Patel. Essentially, she would be selling it into preservation, and we would be getting the grant, and we would.
Sorry to interrupt you, if I could. So, just starting from the top, Connie, that's excellent news all around with the grant. Just so everyone understands, these are usually biannual grants awarded by the county. They go up to $250,000, and their preferred purpose is the acquisition of open space, regardless of what that is. So I understand that the property we're talking about is indeed wetlands, and it might be, I think as Connie alluded to, I think that's very astute, that it's probably given, you guys just saw, I'll skip ahead a little bit if that's okay with you. There won't be an executive session tonight. There's really no need, but you guys saw my letter, which is not privileged, so we can talk about it right here. to the property, to Beth Patel, to ask about the encroachment on the other side of the property. And so that would indeed be a neat way of wrapping that all up. Pardon me. If, $5,000 an acre is an extremely fair price for any property, regardless of its useful purpose at this moment in history. So that doesn't seem wildly out of bounds. And that would be a preferred purpose on behalf of open space. I think one of the things that would have to be checked into on that is I'm pretty sure those are matching grants. But I'm not sure if it's a matching grant, if it's for an acquisition. So, I don't know. I'm sure the committee talked about that, but long story short, that would be a really neat way of wrapping up the bow if the encroacher wanted to move the fence and then the borough obtained the open space anyway. That would be with other people's money, that'd be a win-win-win solution to that problem, especially at that price. But the amphitheater might be a better target for 2022 because it would be difficult to, you guys just saw my letter a few days ago, it would be difficult to get that together in time for September 15th.
Yeah.
So yeah, just commenting on that, just let you guys, I'll give you a little preview. That's what I was going to talk about and say no executive session, but you saw my letter and it's in their court and we'll take it from there. But September 15th, it'd be ambitious.
The fund for Roosevelt voted unanimously, according to Gail, to help fund both of these projects, the purchase of the entire Battelle farm or a portion of. They agreed that they have plenty of money and they would like to use it for land acquisition because that's what they were formed for. They'd rather use it for that than use it to litigate for, infractions of covenants and that kind of thing. So they want to be partners with the borough on both of these projects or one or the other, depending on what the borough wants to do with it. And again, we have two partners because we also, if we can get grants from the county, we also have a partnership with the county, and both of those things would defer costs because both are putting money in. So the borough share would be roughly, for the purchase of that 12-acre lot, around $20,000 when you figure out the cost sharing and that kind of thing. The Fund for Roosevelt would pay 50% of it. There would be a grant. We would have some cost, but it's not much to again continue our efforts to preserve land. I don't know what the farm is. Maybe somebody else knows this. I don't know what the is that RAG?
Well, in this case, it wouldn't really matter. I mean, so just so the governing body should understand, we're talking about in perpetuity. So if that property was purchased, we would immediately register it on our recreation and open space inventory, and it would be encumbered, particularly if it was purchased with grant funds, it would be encumbered in perpetuity as recreation and conservation purposes only. Same reason we currently have an encroachment. Look, I really comment like this, but what's $20,000 worth 150 years from now? And that land is still not built upon, regardless of what it is or whether the water disappeared by then, perhaps, who knows? So that's the rubric room which we're talking.
And I did talk to our financial professionals today in case we want to go down this route. That can be funded through a bond. So we don't have to have money in a line item in the budget, for that. I hope I have that correct, George and Jerry.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we can do a capital ordinance, to provide the funding and cost for that.
And the way it would work if we decided to move ahead, even though there is a September 15th deadline, is Gail said they're not real firm on that kind of deadline, and they could give preliminary approval of it, if we decided we wanted to get down that route. And then so it would be part of their grant, their land grant acquisition funding in 2023. So, but that would give a preliminary approval in this grant cycle. You can only get one or the other grant in each year. Mm-hmm. So if we did land acquisition first, that would be fine. If we wanted to work on the amphitheater, that could be done in phases. Let's say we put in a plan that was a two-phase plan, a multi-year plan. we could apply in year one and year two for that, that grant money from the county. And we could do that, any kind of amphitheater project in phases. From what I understand, Kate John Alder said that she would be able to oversee the planning and the design. They were excited about, going in according with the original design, in accordance with the original design, except for materials. Of course, you, we're not going to put bricks back up in the amphitheater because the water gets behind them and they fall down. But we would try to go, or she would try to go with the original design of the amphitheater. So these are exciting, opportunities that we have, and we have two funding partners for it. And, moving ahead, we would have to meet, we would have to come up with agreements with the Fund for Roosevelt as to how we're going to, an agreement between the borough and the Fund for Roosevelt, basically who pays for what moving forward for any of these kind of projects. But it was really, really nice to be given this opportunity in Kate's dual capacity as being on the Monmouth County Open Space Acquisition kind of funding group, and also being secretary on the Fund for Roosevelt. And the Fund for Roosevelt is unanimously in favor of helping us financially with either of those projects. So we have two opportunities here that we can discuss moving forward. And I think it was a great meeting, and I was glad to be there.
On a question, this does not involve at all the 2 acres frontage on Clarksburg Road, though, right?
No.
No, Joe. Mm-mm.
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay, good, good, good. So that will still be litigated, Greg, the 2 acres?
Well, I mean, presumably in this sort of arrangement, we'd be having substantial dealings with the property owner to resolve all of it all together at once. But no, in terms of the funding or anything like that, they're not interrelated, but, you know, it would definitely, I mean, we would wrap it all together at the same time. People are being paid money, in short.
All right, also, thank you.
Apparently, Beth is interested in selling the land and the buildings on the farm property, not the residential house, but
she made that clear from the beginning.
And Gail said she seemed to be amenable to possibly working with a partner like the borough and the Fund for Roosevelt on getting, on reducing the price and working with us if we decided to purchase the whole parcel. But again, the problem is with that is you have multiple buildings on the site. They have to be taken care of. You're going to need year after year funding for that. It could be done, but it can cost a little more when you have buildings and a lot of maintenance costs moving forward. But that property, and I hope I'm saying this all right, because I know Michael's on the Fund for Roosevelt too, but I think I got the gist of it right. We have a very good partners with the fund who would really like to see we'd really like to help with either or both of these projects.
Good.
All right. Thank you, Connie.
Mm-hmm.
Councilmember Mocker, Steve, Public Works.
Yeah, not much today. Our Public Works department had identified some road signs that were down. I think there were 3 of them. And acquired new signs and replaced them, and they're currently working on the new cover. I think it's for well 4. That's about all.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Councilmember Trammell, Utilities.
Not much. We're still waiting for Carmella to come through with the project for the trickling filters with the. Her notes on that. There was an accident on Rushdale Avenue, July 24th, Sunday, about 8:30 in the morning. Fire department showed up very quickly. State police came. Fred came out, one of our public works guys, and helped out. They had the power back on in Roosevelt about 12:30, only that one block was shut down until later that evening, and then they pulled it together. Thank you to JCP&L for doing such a quick job. The Borough Hall generator did not kick on during that outage. Fred went over and got it to work. Anna is talking to Warshaw about why it did not work. We'll be dealing with generator maintenance coming up in the future. We'll keep this in mind. All right, that's it for me.
I would also add that on Farm Lane, you'll see three green structures.
Oh, right. There's three
coming in from the hospital, and there was a water testing.
And that is because the DEP requires that. We have never been to code with that. So there are three there now. So John can check any of the three of them and get water samples without having to go to someone's door. They're going to put also three more on Pine Drive at some point in time, and then we'll be in compliance with the state's DEP water sampling. That's it. I realize they're not the prettiest things, but they are required. So there you have it.
Maybe we could ask Rap to, paint them, or a lot of cities paint some of their public works unattractive structures.
Yeah, to paint faces. But we need to talk to John and make sure that that's okay.
Yeah. Of course.
Can I ask a question about the accident?
Mm-hmm.
Several people in town have asked me why a code red didn't go out during that time.
Well, code reds are supposed to be for emergency situations only.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's what I thought. I just.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like people want.
It's not a public announcement system. We have to pay every time we send out a code red.
Okay.
And as I said, it's not a public announcement system. It's for emergency information to be dispersed to the public, you know, as soon as possible.
Isn't a power outage an emergency?
What, Lou?
Would you put power outage as an emergency?
Not Roosevelt. It happens all the time.
No, but all joking aside, I think it's an emergency.
I agree with you. I think it was an emergency considering that was going to be a 100-degree day. Power was out throughout a lot of the town, and I was concerned about the seniors at Solar Village being on the Solar Village board that they might not have air conditioning, and that's a serious matter for.
Not only serious matter, but if somebody's on a ventilator or somebody's on something that's and they can't afford or whatever a generator for their house or their whatever, this could be a tragedy.
Yeah, unfortunately,
so I consider it an emergency, but you know, I may be.
Yeah, I misunderstood. I didn't realize you were talking about the power. I thought you meant the fact that. To announce that there has been an accident.
No.
Something about the power outage.
The Borough Hall could not serve as a shelter because the generator here wasn't working either.
Well, that's going to be fixed.
Yeah.
What happened and a time frame and what it might come back on. Just whatever we knew that.
Well, actually, I was told that it might take all day to come back on. So I was very pleasantly surprised when it was about 4 hours because I had
It took all day for the one block there, but the entire town, they brought it in from either side. And again, kudos to JCP&L for service.
Yeah, it was on much quicker than they anticipated.
Yeah.
One block, which didn't come on until that evening. So they did a great job.
Yeah. Okay.
Joe?
Sure.
Can I say something about those test stations that we installed?
Sure thing, yep.
Okay. Well, I've heard some comments from a few of the people that have them in their yards that they're not all that thrilled with them.
I've read.
Yeah, but also, like, in the future, when we're installing the others, I think Mueller, the company that makes them, also has a version that's installed in the ground in a quasite box. It's like a handhold type box. And I understand that two of the that's would be less convenient than the stand-up version. But I understand that the two of them are really not going to be used unless they can't get a good sample from the other one. So maybe if we're putting them in threes like that, maybe we can put two in ground and one above ground or something like that.
Let me ask John about that. He had a hard time getting these. They had to back order them and stuff like that. So just to get these, it was like pulling teeth. Yeah, and he finally got them. True. And the three other ones are going to be a while coming in. So,
Joe, what I don't understand is why didn't they spread them out? They clustered them all up on the Rochdale Avenue side.
Yeah, that's part of the code. It had to be about halfway through the town, and that made Farm a good suspect for that, especially since we were doing the water mains and paving there, because they plug directly into the water mains. It's our drinking water that it's sampling. I think, but John had a hard time just getting the DEP to say that what he wanted to do. I mean, they have the code. We have to abide by it.
I'm just asking. I don't care, but the water is coming from the other side. Well, it's coming from the Valley Road side. I would have thought they would have put in three of them. They would put one on each end of town and one in the middle. I mean, each end of the street. But that's not what they did.
The regulation, I believe, is that they have to be a certain distance apart, but clustered all together.
Oh, okay.
So, all right.
There's probably an official reason why they were placed where they were.
Well, I'm sure.
We may not know.
Okay.
But I will talk to John about in-ground ones and that sort of a thing. So we'll see. Okay. I'm making a note of that as we speak. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, if you look on the Mueller catalog, have two versions in their catalog. One's in ground, one's out.
Okay, in ground Mueller's. And I know it took like months just to get these. So, again, I'll speak with John about it and see what he thinks. Okay.
Is there a price difference, do you think? Is that possible?
I'm sure there's a price difference, but as long as they work, the above ground ones are probably more expensive, I would imagine, but I don't know. I don't know. So we'll check.
Yeah, we can look into it.
Okay.
Reports of borough officials. Anyone have anything official?
We had an environmental commission meeting on the 20th of July. Short report. Four members signed up for CEUs for forest management. The tree inventory will begin in August with our forester, Ron Farr, and also a photographer. So, we're going to be working on that. Stream monitoring is continuing with Mary and Corky and Jane. We have 100 points approved for Sustainable Jersey. We're working on more. And the July 4th activities that the Environmental Commission set up were very successful. We gave out over 60 milkweed plants that attract pollinators. There were a lot of games. There was discussions about mulch, which is always an exciting discussion, you know. and we handed out a lot of tattoos for kids, and apparently the kids loved them. So it's a good way of getting kids excited about environmental issues and that kind of thing. One other issue that, it's not an issue, but it came up. We got an email from the Watershed Institute, which was essentially an invitation for elected officials to attend an Aston Pink roundtable on September 24th. And basically the 12 municipalities whose water is drained into the Assiniboine Creek, they want us to share ideas and work together to solve some of the flooding and water quality issues that a lot of the towns are having. So it's an opportunity to provide input, to work together with other municipalities in the Watershed Institute to try to address some of these problems. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the 24th of September. It's in Hamilton. They asked for an elected official to be there, and also environmental commissions can send other representatives as well. And I did have an informal discussion with Joe, and Joe said that he might be able to attend. So that would be great if he could. That could potentially be helpful to all of the towns. And as we all know, we've been having a lot of water issues. Everybody's been having them. So it's a good way to work on these issues together.
So I'm going to attempt to be there. Okay.
Okay. End of report.
Any other officials? All right. We have nothing on the agenda for unfinished business. Does anyone on the council have anything old business they'd like to bring up? Okay. So new business is the discussion regarding the Monmouth County Open Space Trust Fund grant, which I think we've basically covered.
I would like to see us kind of get together, and I don't know if we would have to have a committee do this, or maybe the existing committee structure can handle it. But I'd like to see us work with Gail and Kate and the Fund for Roosevelt and all of the different parties that may be partners on this, and try to come up with a plan to move forward with it. And sure. And do it as soon as we can start working on this.
Right.
I don't know, how does the council feel about these opportunities that we have for funding for acquisition of open space and also for refurbishing the area around the monument?
Foolish not to take advantage of all that's been offered.
Absolutely.
Design help, financial help.
Absolutely.
Acquiring more land, the whole. Everything that's been brought up would be very foolish not to.
Yep.
It's interesting to note that the monument and the amphitheater, I think, was dedicated in 62.
Correct.
62. Yeah. Okay. So it's 60 years old. Is that right?
Years old. Yeah.
Yeah, 60.
It's 60 years old. It's held up pretty well considering, but there's a lot of degradation of the structure, and they have some very exciting plans, actually incorporating and using the reflecting pond too.
Yeah, I discussed this with Gail, as I said, about a year and a half ago when we were trying for the other grant, and she had wonderful ideas. Just wonderful. And it has gone through many iterations over the years. I mean, I've been here since 74. It looks very different now than it did then. And then people who were here in the 60s and 50s and 40s remember not just the pond, but an actual fountain. And
that's right. There was.
Yeah.
Right in the middle.
Right. So it's
now covered in moss.
And it must have been a very striking image to be sitting in the amphitheater and seeing the reflection of the bust in the reflecting pool. Very, very dramatic. I think a wonderful thing to have it back with its original, the integrity of its original design. So
very, very nice design.
8th grade graduation.
Yeah.
And all the graduates would go graduation was always on a Saturday, and the graduates would go house to house collecting flowers. People would cut flowers in their gardens, give them to the graduates. They'd go over to the school and line the pond with flowers and the walkway. It's really beautiful and touching.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of that has, fallen away. But I can't imagine who wouldn't love to see it restored to its original beauty. And
yeah, and I know I had mentioned this a while back, and several people in town have been interested if we do it. If there is any brickwork on the, you know, that on the ground, I know we don't want it as part of the seating area, that people would be happy to have a brick with their name engraved to help raise money for it also. Like they pay a certain amount of money to have a brick. So that was an idea also.
I think it's a great idea. And there would actually probably be pavers now, but we can make it look like brick if we needed to. Just as long as it, you know, follows the general design.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Ideas. We might, they might want to use different materials.
Right, right.
I think it's a great idea. Yeah.
And it would be aesthetically.
An exciting project would involve lighting, refurbishing of the electrical house that's in the back. I think the amphitheater would be used more for all kinds of performances and different things. It's a wonderful space.
So we've been discussing setting up tree barriers, a berm to keep out the noise from cars that drive by. Yeah. Lots of ideas. I forget who it was, but someone didn't even realize, it may have been Gail, didn't even realize that there was the electrical house back there.
Yeah.
So, or maybe it was Carmella, but, you know, when I showed them, they were kind of surprised. So with that project,
essentially, I think that Gail and especially Kate John Alder would help supervise. We would have to get an architect or somebody that we would hire to do the actual design, but Kate would help assist with that and would oversee it. But again, all of that would have to be worked out with agreements with all the parties that are working together on this. But it's some exciting possibilities.
You know, the nighttime lighting could be
Lighting would be a big thing. Yep.
Yeah. Lighting and noise reduction.
It could be automatic, you know.
And also ADA requirements too. We spoke a little about that, making it ADA accessible, possibly with some entrances or ways of getting in from the sides down the base of the amphitheater, and also possibly railings going down the steps.
I think that's a hazard.
Yeah, the amphitheater definitely predates the ADA regulations.
Yeah, just at least.
So what are the next steps then on the two projects?
Well, it seems like a committee, would you want to continue through your committee working on this?
Sure, I'd be happy to work on it, but it's going to be who else is involved and what authorization do we have from the council
as we move forward?
I
would like to be on the committee.
Okay.
You what?
And as far as authorization, I believe we have authorization now. We have the general agreement that we're all in favor of this. So just to begin the process.
Yeah.
But a decision has to be made with the land swap. So
yeah, the land swap, like we can't, it's premature. We can't make any decisions about that just yet.
Right.
Only the amphitheater.
And this is the only meeting we're having this month, correct?
Yes.
When's our next
meeting? Our next meeting is actually Tuesday, September 6th, because Monday is Labor Day.
Does it have to be that day?
Yes, because it's been, why do you have a problem with that?
I do.
Well, Wednesday is not a good day. We can't have our council meetings on Wednesday, and I don't think Thursday is a good day either for some of our professionals. So you may have to miss that meeting, Connie.
Okay,
I'm going to open the floor for public comment on any item at all at 7:58 p.m. Is there anyone in the public who would like to speak about anything at all?
Michael.
Mike?
Yes, thank you. First of all, I was thinking, are you going to have a resolution of support for whatever you're going to be doing on the monument and on the open space grant? But that might be the next step, to just have a general resolution ready for the next meeting as to lay out what the council is going to do, what the council approves to it, rather than keeping it ambiguous. So that was one point.
Mike, can you, I'm sorry, can you just state your name and address?
Okay, Michael Tickton, 37 North Valley Road. Okay. The second point, I'm talking about the JCP&L, about the power outages. I think the difference between the water outage and the power outage is that the power outage, JCP&L is a source of information as to what's going on, so you don't need to duplicate that. The water, obviously, we do have to, since we're the, you know, borrows the sorts of information, we obviously have to give it out. But I don't know if there's a need to for Code Red to duplicate what JCP&L is telling people.
Right, and I misunderstood Bob. I thought he thought there should be an announcement that there was an accident. I didn't realize he was referring to the power out and the water.
Right, yeah. The other thing, the 12 acres, the acquisition is, my understanding of it is, that the only thing with the Fund for Roosevelt was talking about, which I believe would be what the council should be considering, would be the woods and wetland behind the houses on the north side of Lake Drive. There, so that Lake Drive, but they'll have that public open space as well. And they're not talking about acquisition of any buildings or anything else. So that buildings have nothing, there's nothing about buildings, just the area behind the houses on Lake, on the north side of Lake Drive is what we've done. We certainly urge that we move forward with that and any obstacles to it out of the way, you know, resolved. Because that's very important to enjoy.
I'm looking at this map now and it looks like it's, block 7, 10.04 is the, 12 acres. And back of Lake Drive that you're referring to.
Correct.
Right. Okay. So, and that is mostly swampland at this point.
Mostly, it's all swampland.
Yeah, it's all swamp.
Swampland. Yep. That's toward the houses, not swamp at the houses, but it goes up a hill towards the area. Down the hill is swamp. But, sure.
That encompasses just about every house on Lake on that side there.
That's correct.
So there would be Roosevelt Green Acres or whatever back there. So that would be good. That would be
the good. Idea, right? Yeah. That's the general idea.
Anything else, okay.
No, nothing else.
Right. Thank you.
And can we just say that why is that off the table for this time? Is it because there's...
it's not settled. The actual negotiations between Beth Battelle's farm, the DEP, and the borough, nothing's finalized yet. We don't know exactly what the final outcome will be.
Okay, but I'm saying could there be a general expression of support for a plan that would do that? You know, not, obviously not.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is asking why it's off the table for now, only because we don't have finalization on.
Right.
If it becomes available.
Right.
Right, but let the borough's intentions be made clear.
So but I think the borough's intention is rather clear. If it
right, but it should be a matter of a resolution. Planning, that's all.
Yeah.
Aside from a resolution, we could do it. I support it. You know, I don't know what everybody
else. I think everyone here does. Greg, are you still on? And we can ask Greg to write a resolution.
Yeah.
The next meeting. Absolutely.
I can do that.
Okay. Good.
Is there anyone at all who's not in favor of this? I don't think so.
And if there are any questions, Gail Hunton said she'd be glad to answer any questions that we have about it. So anybody can contact her if they need to.
And she also gave us a name for someone who could help us with the grant writing.
Right.
It was Paul, GLEITZ.
Is that for a cost?
Was that for a cost?
Yeah, is the grant writer like a contract you have to do for a cost? Or
I would assume so.
Not free.
These grants are not like the ones that we had to spend a fair amount of money and have a borough engineer write the specs for it. Apparently these are simpler, easier to submit, and again, they want to do this. They want to preserve land. That's what they.
Gail had spoke to me about this when we were turned down for the last grant that we were certain we would be awarded. And when we were turned down, Gail had spoken to me about these open space grants from the county that she thought we had a good shot at.
So the first step will be to have that resolution of support so we can memorialize the council's intention to move ahead with it and to let all parties know that we're interested in this. Yeah. And then I guess we should then also meet with the Fund for Roosevelt and our representatives from the fund and try to move ahead with how we're going to do this.
Yeah. We might want a resolution then for the other project to at least begin discussion on concept design. What do we want to do for the amphitheater? To at least be...
Right. Yeah.
Put on the right path, and what do we need?
Gail had a lot of ideas that, depending on the amount of money we were awarded, so there's a lot of many different avenues you can take to rehab and beautify, restore the amphitheater. So some of it will depend on exactly how much funding we're looking at.
Well, they're throwing around a lot of funding. I know Millstone got $150,000 grant for a pickle park. Which I'm not sure. Is that a place where you can
pickleball court?
Okay, good. Yeah. I'm glad it's not a place where you can eat pickles. But anyhow, because that would
throw them there.
But anyhow, they are distributing a lot of money. There's some of the poorer towns in Monmouth County a grant every single year, and I don't mean they're poor towns.
You mentioned Union Beach.
Every year. They apply it through the grant cycle. They get a grant. They move ahead, and they've done great projects. And so the money and the willingness is there. We just need to move forward on it.
Okay. I'm going to close public comment at 8:06 p.m. We're not going to have a closed session tonight. So I just want to remind everyone that there is no second meeting in August. We're all getting a break. And our next council meeting will be Tuesday, September 6th, 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And do I have a motion to adjourn?
You do.
Okay. Second?
Second.
We could say your own name. Who was second? Joe? Yeah, Joe.
Go.
All right. Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, everyone.
Have
a good rest of your summer.
Thank you.
Have a good one, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.